Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Here it comes, that time again, and Paul is guessing.
Farewell tour.
What will he do? What will he do in this game?
Now, the Lene Kakua Country Game of the Week on the Midday 180.
We play this to honor the late Lene Kakua, who was the fake girlfriend of Manti Te'o. Here's how it works. We read lyrics from three country songs. Two of the songs are true country hits. The other song does not exist, and Paul must choose the song that is fake. He competes this week on the Kakua Farewell Tour against Abby Llewellyn, who emailed us her entry to midday180@1045thezone.com. She competes to be considered for a spot in our Midday 180 Fantasy Football League if she can stump Paul. We hope that you will join along at home, at work, or in the car. It is time to begin. Midday 180's Lene Kakua Country Music Game of the Week.
Song number one. A hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw. It's going all night long when the lights come on. Song number two. Stared at you through the amber hue. Got you and whiskey on my mind. Time and again. Jack is my friend. He colors the memories of our end. He hears my heartbreak over you. Got you and whiskey on my mind. Song three. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through ya. When I play the Highway FM, I find my soul revival, singing every single verse. Yeah, I guess that's my church.
Paul, your thoughts?
Well, first off, Chad's
look
reading.
Look at Coach Mack over here.
Chad's reading was poor because he said, a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. And what the author intends here is a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. It's a hallelujah.
You know that I intentionally
high.
Read it out of rhythm to not give you a very clue as to the song.
Poor, a very poor rhythm. I'm disappointed not to see much truck in here in the final edition.
The goal is not for me to sing this the way it's supposed to be. But, so I just want that to be clear for the listeners.
We've got plenty of booze in here to make up for it. I'm critical of this song in that, you know, he's saying the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking. We're a name show. The other guy here is mentioning Jack left and right, like an endorsement deal. But this guy wants to be very vague. He's not mentioning Marlboro or whatever he's getting from the dispensary in Colorado. He's not mentioning what the whiskey brand is. It's very intentionally vague. Detail is better. Detail is better. I want granular detail. The party throw, it's going all night long when the lights come on. It's kind of a conflict. If the lights are coming on, the night is over and it's not continuing to go on. I'm a little confused. Song number two, stared at Hugh through the amber hue. I think this could be a fake because somebody's going at me for pronouncing Y-O-U and U and H-U-E the same. That's a fake indicator there. Got you and whiskey on my mind. Now, that's about all this guy can handle, right? He's got you and whiskey on my mind. This guy, you know, you have a one-track mind and a two-track mind, and if you're this songwriter, that's as far as you go. You can't have a third element in there. It would overcomplicate things. You'd be like, what was the first thing again? I'm on the third thing. More booze here with Jack. This guy, as many of the songs that we've read, you know, Jack is coloring the memory of the relationship's end. Jack is hearing the heartbreak over her. To this guy, I say, get over it. My friend Rich, God rest his soul, would always say when we broke up with a girl and are upset or got broken up with, say, in 6 weeks, you're going to be fine anyway. So just be fine now.
He told you this about Liz?
No, this was well after. He said, just be fine now. Accelerate the process. That's kind of what this song is at. Song three, we go with the hallelujah again. Can I get an amen? You know who didn't write this song? this song feels like the Holy Ghost running through you. Ray Lewis didn't write this song. Because Ray Lewis is about the Father and the Son, and then the third thing of the Trinity for him is the Father and the Son together. He just completely ignores the Holy Spirit. He goes with the combo deal of the Father and the Son.
Wow.
So Ray Lewis did not write this song. But then again, Ray Lewis hasn't come into country music yet. Soon. He'll be here soon. Because Ray, all Ray. The washed up people come here and do this for a living. Every single verse, yeah, I guess that's my church. Poetic license there on the rhyme. I'm going to say, just based on the U and the U, Chad, the Y-O-U and the H-U-E.
Okay.
That is somebody coming after me, knowing I pronounce those two words the same, and that song is, I had to find a bell for one last big ringing connected to Lene on this game. Song number two is fake.
Paul's going for three in a row to end the farewell tour.
I've won two in a row?
You have.
Who knew?
A little heater there.
News, sound the news sign.
Ding, 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 ding. Let's eliminate one for you. Song number one is Jason Aldean, Lights Come On. Number one in 2016. It was the lead single from Aldean's 2016 album, They Don't Know.
Body's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we're through. It's going all night long when the lights come on.
What happens when the lights come on?
Lots of drinking and smoking, apparently.
I mean, I think it's fitting that that song, the first real song from the last edition of the game, sounds exactly like every other song that we've ever played.
Paul, you end the game on a 3-week win streak.
Okay, nice. A true heater.
Abby Llewellyn wrote song number two. Maren Morris is song number three, My Church. It was released in January 2016 as her debut single. It serves as the lead single from her debut album, Hero.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Can I get a I've actually heard this song. I didn't know it. I didn't recognize it, but now that I'm hearing it, I'm like, I've heard this song somewhere. Maybe I saw her sing it on like CMAs when I flip by or something.
Supposed to hit that note right there.
It's a good song.
I guess that's my church.
All right, Paul.
Not bad. That was worth being in here for.
You might have to duet on your next. Well, then you know.
I would like to sing harmony on some of these songs now that they're not going to be secret.
That was my clue when I was revealing the Preds anthem singers for Maren Morris was church.
Oh, that's right.
Interesting.
First thing I thought of was that's what I threw out there to tease who the anthem singer
was. Shower me with gifts for my win.
Let's first, if you would have lost today, which we all expected, let's be honest.
Especially after a 2-game winning streak.
Rhett Bryan had this queued up.
Is feeling the blues cause he just heard the news when Hutton came on my three. He said, I'm telling you that this show has proven Paul cannot keep a win streak. And that got Paul going without even knowing the megaphone he just put down. Cause he was on a roll, now he lost his soul. Cause Kakua just put him back down. Hey, went 2 weeks without losing. Now he's back to losing again.
Genius.
Another fail with Captain Pauly. Yeah, she busted him up once again. Troubles, yeah, he's got them. Kakua's game has now come to an end. He went 2 weeks without losing, and he may not ever win again.
Which would have been a fitting end, but you won.
Sweet victory.
Excellent work.
Sing me another one.
Guys, it's been a fun game. Rhett, thank you for everything.
Glad to do it.
Sad it has to end.
Well, we end with a win from Paul Koharski and Rhett Bryan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. say he's grumpy. He gets angry way too soon. He blogs in the morning. He sparks up in the afternoon. He's kind of like our curmudgeon now. He likes to throw around lots of shade. He don't know any country music, but he damn sure won this game. He ain't asking nobody for nothing.
No, yeah, sir.
Unless it's on PaulKuharski.com.
Subscribe here.
You don't like the way he's winning. You just leave this bald-headed Yankee boy alone. You don't like the way he's winning. You just leave this bald-headed Yankee boy alone.
Truly saddened, but all good things must come to an end, and we'll always remember the 3-game win streak.